This is program number LW2049. Well, Woodrow Wilson was president of the United States between 1913 and 1921. Hi, this is Larry West. He was an extremely religious guy, son of a preacher. He did something one day I think you will find a little amusing and something I can make a point out of. And of course, I like to do that all the time, you know. One day after the armistice, Wilson accompanied John J. Pershing on a tour of inspection in France. And as they were walking up and down the line of soldiers, Pershing was commenting on this and that concerning the efficiency of the American soldiers' equipment. Then General Pershing reached down and picked up a folding tent pole from one soldier's outfit and explained to the president how it worked. When the general finished, he merely threw the pole down on top of the soldier's carefully laid out equipment. The president looked at the general and said, "Are those boys not likely to be inspected further after we have passed?" And General Pershing said, "Yes, sir, they may be." "One other thing, General," continued President Wilson. He said, "I am the commander-in-chief of the army and authorized to give you orders, am I not?" "Certainly, sir," said the general. "Then, General," said President Wilson, "you will replace that tent pole as you found it." With a smile, General Pershing knelt, folded the tent pole, and put it in its proper place, just as he had found it. After it was all over, some of the soldiers watching insisted that the president winked at them. Well, you know, you can get a lot of lessons out of that story. One is, I guess, that it's good even for generals once in a while to have to get down on their knees, even if they're forced to do it, right? But when I read it, the thing that popped into my mind was, well, was how Jesus Christ himself found himself in a humiliating situation one day. Heaven's general got down on his knees and began to serve a private. How much more humiliating can you get? The thing is just unheard of. But what made Jesus so different and so noteworthy was that unlike how the president ordered General Pershing to get on his knees, General Jesus volunteered his surrender. You see, Jesus Christ is God. But as God, and this is the way the Bible puts it, he did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. I guess you could say that not only did he kneel, but he removed his stripes and became a private himself. The Bible says, "And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death." He died for the rest of us privates, even death on a cross. And it's because he volunteered his surrender that, and this is the way the Bible puts it, "Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." You see, it's just a working principle. Best leaders are made by best servants. To go up, you've got to come down. To be looked up to, you must get on your knees. It's Jesus Christ himself who says, "Whoever desires to become great, let him be your servant. Whoever desires to be first, let him be your slave." And of course, that's exactly what Jesus did himself. He surrendered heaven. He became a servant. No wonder he's the world's greatest leader. It's Jesus who put it in his own words. He said it this way, "He who is greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be abased, but he who humbled himself will be exalted." I am constantly amazed at the wisdom of God's word. Open it once in a while and read it for yourself. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course that talks more about this Jesus. It's yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.